The Alpha Sessions.
Hello, hello. I'm Charlotte and I'm joined with Arta Salabagoli today. Welcome, Arta. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. So you've recently released your debut EP, is that correct?
Yes, I have. End of Summer Blues.
Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about that EP, maybe what inspired it?
So, it's just, there was nothing behind it at first. I was just like, I categorize seasons and I categorize songs, and I've always had this feeling about summer that I just feel like really fits who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make songs that felt like summer, because then they would feel like me. And I really wanted the first thing that came out to just feel like me, that so that when people listened to it, they knew that that's sort of who I was, more or less. And so I wrote the first song, That's You, in 2020 or 2021. Mm-hmm. And then when I wrote that, the song is just taking the Norwegian weather, which is really bipolar, and turning it into a person. And I find it really easy to write about difficult situations when I use metaphors, especially when it's like my surroundings or nature. And so I thought that was a really cool theme to write these songs about people, but I would use weather or my surroundings to tell the stories. And then I wrote all of them in summer, so they just ended up feeling like summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you like, because obviously summer for a lot of people is warm and like happy, so how did you sort of try bring that to life in the, did you have to use lots of tools and production to make it sort of feel like how you wanted it to feel, or what did you do to try like bring that across?
This was a difficult part, because it was like, it wasn't about other people at all. Was like, what does summer feel like for me? What has it always been? And for me, summer is really bittersweet.
Okay.
It's my favorite season, but it's fleeting. Mm-hmm. And it has these colors that I see, which are like really melancholic. And so I never focused on using any kind of production or I guess even words. I mean, one of the songs is called Summer Rain, and the EP is called End of Summer Blues. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, it was never something that it wasn't a conscious decision. It was just like, this is what summer feels like to me, and it feels bittersweet, and that's what it ended up sounding like.
Okay. Because I was listening to it earlier, and I listened to, I think, the first one on it called Playground.
Yes,
I really enjoyed it. And I, were there little birds tweeting in the background? Is that, or did I hear that?
Yes, I collected so much field sounds. Okay. There's like my brother laughing. I just left my phone on like the playground, and just recorded all the conversations in the neighborhood in a way, because there's like this echo effect in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So you can hear conversations that are being had from a bit far. And then I went to the like park nearby and I recorded that. And then I went on, was it in this song? The songs are kind of mixed up in my head sometimes, but I think, yeah, in one of the other songs, I was on the bus and I recorded them saying like, next stop in a region, and just all of these, the whole EP is just full of these field sounds, because I wanted it to feel like home as well, because it was so important for it to feel like me. Mm-hmm. And I feel the most like myself when I'm on like the ground that shaped me, as I say, the earth that shaped me, and that's Norway.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So when did you move to the UK from Norway?
In 2021, September 2021.
Nice.
19th of September, so it's been like over 4 years
now. Over 4 years. How are you finding it in London?
I think it's a good place for musicians, but it's not for me.
Okay.
I am not a city person. I am very much, we had a little bit of a conversation about this before, where I'm just like, I'm the off-grid, in the middle of nature, almost no contact with other people kind of person. Mm-hmm. So to be here is just the opposite of that, and I find it quite overwhelming, and I'm a bit disconnected from myself when I'm here, and I want to write songs that feel true to me and that are really authentic, and I struggle a bit with that being here.
Right. Okay, which is kind of a bit of a, I don't know, it's annoying, because to be here and to sort of make music and be successful in that, it's kind of a good place to do that.
Yeah.
But if you can't write the music in the first place.
Tell me about it. Like, this is, it's been a really big struggle for me, because I'm like, well, obviously I need to be here.
Yeah.
There was no like chance of me doing this back in Norway, but then when I'm here, I'm not myself completely, so it just feels like I'm not doing the songs justice. But then I'm like, maybe I can write songs that don't feel completely like me until it gets me to a certain point, and then hopefully I can like go back to Norway and then do it from there. But it's just like a whole thing, like it's there's no situation where I feel like I end up winning in a way. It's always like difficult no matter what.
Yeah, so have you, in saying that, you go, you're not feeling necessarily like yourself at the moment here, but then is there a way that you could maybe lean into that and write about how you're feeling now, not feeling like yourself? Is that
for
something?
Sure, yeah, for sure. That's like this is a part of the struggle as well. I've got so many songs, like hundreds and hundreds, and when I first came here, I was writing about that experience of like feeling out of my skin, and kind of exploring that topic, and I really wanted to release all the songs about that when I was feeling like that, but it's probably going to be years until those come out.
If we jump and I laugh. The Alpha Sessions.
So what's with the production? Do you produce, self-produce them, or do you work with other people, or how do you talk us through sort of idea to production to then release?
Yeah, so I don't write with anyone else. When the stories are personal, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I would just like constantly, yeah, I just like push people out the door. I'd be like, no, you don't get my perspective. And that's the wrong way to say that, because I've tried to write with other people before when it's like my story. Mm-hmm. It's never worked. And that's the part I enjoy the most. So I really want to do that on my own. And it's so, I would say it's so easy for me. So I don't really feel the need to ask anyone else for help with that.
Yeah.
And then I produce them myself, as in, like, I'm really lucky because my sort of music is quite acoustic. I just need, like, instrumentalists because I can't play, like, 100 instruments.
That's so fair.
So the hardest part for me has been to find the musicians, mm-hmm. to record the parts that I want. So I'm never in need of a producer. It's more like an engineer is what I say. Like, I know exactly how I want it to sound, and I'll, even if I don't know how to play the instrument, I'll like say drums, I don't know how to play drums, and I want acoustic real ones, I'll like beatbox it.
I'll tell that to the drummer?
I'll send that to the drummer.
Okay, nice.
And then they'll like play it as I've done it.
Okay, cool.
So that's what I do. Like, I just send the parts to other musicians, or like if they have the chance, I'll bring them over to where I am, and then they'll record the parts that I have recorded with my voice, but with an actual instrument.
Yes, sounding the exact same, I'm sure.
Honestly, they do. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Sometimes when it's a bit difficult, I just go, like, I need to get a pianist or something, mm-hmm. and then they put in the actual notes, so there is no confusion, and then I send that off to, like, a cellist or something.
Okay, so how have you gone about finding these musicians?
Well, I went to Music Uni, so I met some people there, and then I came across Amplify Her, mm-hmm. which is like this great organization with like female musicians, and there's so many in there, so they, even if I can't find anyone in there, they'll like direct me to someone. But it's been really difficult, honestly. Like, even now when I'm embarking on my next album, I don't have like my go-to people yet. It's, yeah. I wish I had that. I wish I just had a friend that I could go to who played like a bunch of instruments and we could do that together, because I have so many songs, I can't afford to pay people for like every single session. And even if I could, like, for me it's a time thing. Like, it would take me so long to mm-hmm. finish an album, because I have to constantly, like, obviously people should get paid for the work that they're doing, but it's like, when it's so many songs, I really envy people who have that, like a band or something, and then yeah. they just go to them and in a day they can get something done, whilst for me it takes weeks.
Well, they might be envying you with all these songs, because sometimes people take ages. Like, I was speaking to someone and she goes, oh, I'm really struggling with writing at the moment, like I've been working on this album for 3 years,
yeah,
which is just like obviously a large amount of time, whereas by the sounds of things you sort of, you've got this abundance of music and now you're just like, how do I get it,
yeah, out this there? Took me 4 years though.
Yeah, okay, wow.
Yeah, like it was ripping my hair out every day with like frustration, because as I say, like, these are 4 songs out of like who knows how many.
Really?
Yeah. And so I was like, I came here, I tried to find the producers, couldn't find the producers, mm-hmm. then I had to learn to produce myself, then I had to find the people to play on the songs, and then I am very indecisive because it matters so much to me. Mm-hmm. I keep going back and forth, and then before I, you know, it's, oh, this song was written 4 years ago and it's yeah. still not out, and
yeah,
that's quite frustrating, but it is what it is. Like, I've tried to do things quicker and then it takes longer because I hurry decisions and then they're not right.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. So like, going through this process now, are there sort of key elements that you've learned? Because I guess if this is your first EP, it's learning everything the first time. So if you now on your second album, are there things that you've learned that you're like, right, I now know this and it's going to make it so much easier?
Oh, for going, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like, the mistakes that I made, not going to do that again.
For example?
Well, I just, because the songs are so acoustic, I just, in production, there's a rhythm, there's a tempo to something. Mm-hmm. And every kind of producer that I worked with which, again, don't listen to others. Like, no matter what the rules are in the music industry, in my opinion, don't listen to them. Just do what you feel is right for you. And so that's what number one thing, that's what I should have done. Like, don't ever listen to what others tell you. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care how many years they've had in the industry, who they've worked with, blah, blah. Don't listen to them. Listen, just do what is right for you.
Yeah.
And so I would sit down and I was going to record a song, and I was like, right, so apparently I need one BPM, but my song, it goes slow, it goes fast. It took me, I kid you not, months to record like a guitar for one of my songs.
Wow.
I would re-record it and re-record it because it didn't feel right, and I was told I had to have one tempo. Then after a while I was like, no, I'm not gonna have one tempo, I'm gonna have multiple ones. But then like the change of tempo wasn't as drastic as I thought it was, so like, oh my god, I would drive myself crazy about this. Like, just recording one instrument on mm-hmm. one song, it would take me so long. But now I'm just like, I'm gonna go to someone.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is the part where I need help, because yeah. I cannot for the life of me do this quickly, and I'm not doing that again. Like, it was just dumb. If, in my opinion, if it feels like a little bit, it's not completely right, I'm willing to let that go now.
Yeah.
Just because the song as a whole, I have a better understanding of a song as a whole now. Even though I can notice all these insane details, doesn't mean that others do. Like, yeah. Obviously, if it's to the point where it's like, it's bothering me so much, I can't let yes. it go, then fine. But there are certain things where I'm like, it doesn't feel completely right, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, let's move on.
Yeah.
It's been weeks.
Yeah.
put a time limit to something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Well, that's the thing, though. You're going to be hypercritical of yourself, and others would just be like, oh, it sounds great. And you're like, oh, did you not listen to this bit where it didn't sound great for a split second? And they're like, no, I didn't hear yeah. that.
I picked a flower on my way back home, yellow and white, pressed between pages where I wrote down happenings that led me to now, somewhat broken down, trying to stand out in the crowd, living anywhere but in the now. But I gotta say that I'd be honored to be heard by you. You've got a smile that make anyone far from it blue. I know this to be true. I'd be honored to be heard by you. Be honored to be heard by you. I'd be honored to be heard by you. Early at the bus stop again, so I walked to the next one, but in the end it didn't make a difference. I've gotten good at play pretend, as if I didn't waste time just then, but it got me thinking of you and how I'd be just honored to heard by you. You've got a smile that make anyone far from it blue. I know this to be true. I'd be honored to be heard by you. Be honored to be heard by you. I'd be honored to be heard by you. Stick me between paper, keep me in my prime, save me for later. Tell them that I'm here, too early to disappear. Oh, pick me, stick me between paper, keep me in my prime, save me for later. Heard by you, you've got a smile that make anyone far from it blue. I know this. to be heard by you. I'd be honored to be heard by you.
Alpha Sessions.
So what are you thinking for your second album then? If you're sort of, now you've released your EP, is it going to be a similar sort of theme in terms of weather, or is it going to be, are you going to try keep it again under a theme of something, or don't spill too much, don't want to give it all away, but just sort of...
I sort of had my real, ever since I've come to London, I had like, I think my first real heartbreak.
Okay.
And I just wanted to write about that. It's been a couple of years since I experienced it, but when I experienced it, I was just writing and writing and writing. Before I knew it, like, I had an album. And so, yeah, that's really what it is. I'm just going to write about that. I'm really struggling with this album.
Okay.
Because it's so... I'm not hiding behind anything. It's quite the opposite of these songs, where I could easily get away with someone being like, don't quite know what you meant there. Like, who was the person who was hurt? Blah, blah. No, in these songs, I'm going like, this is what I did when you did that to me. And it's embarrassing. Like, right. I wouldn't even like tell people what I did. And now I'm singing about it, and it's going to be there forever. Like, it's hard, but I know that if I heard these songs from someone else, I would love them.
Yeah.
I love when musicians are just so honest and so raw, and it's like, oh, she said that.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
And half the time people aren't listening thinking like, who's hurt her? What's going on? They're relating it to themselves. So it's like, obviously, unless it's people that know you closely, a lot of the time they might just forget that it's your experience. It's kind of like, how does that relate to them? So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because when I hear songs about people who have been through heartbreak and the things they did, I'm like, I've done worse.
So me like, too.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I love that you're saying that.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So having been in London now for 4 years, and obviously you've spoken about, you know, being a little bit harder and feeling not quite yourself, because obviously it's very hustle and bustle and quite busy and of your more kind of nature. Are there any sort of things that you've come here and you've gone, wow, like would only experience this if I was in London, and like some positives from being here?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was sort of like, Norway is a really white place. It really is. And I didn't quite grasp how much racism I was experiencing when I was there.
Okay.
And to them, it might not even feel like they're being racist, but it's just such a like different way of treating people who aren't ethnically Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have so many situations where I was just like treated differently, and I couldn't wrap my head around why, or I just couldn't understand. And ever since being here, I'm like, it was completely that, like, I didn't do anything wrong, and it's so nice to be somewhere where I'm kind of given a chance. And I see so many cultures and so many races here, and it just makes me feel like even when I go back to Norway, I'm gonna have a wider view of the world as a whole, and not just think that it's like this everywhere. I'll know that me being different is normal in a way. Like, I love that about myself. And before I came here, I was also like, I would say pretty closeted. And now I'm like, yeah, basically a lesbian. I'm basically a lesbian. Like, I keep saying that, but it's like, yeah, it's just such a wider world here. And I've gotten to really get to explore who I am as a person now without the limitations of those judgments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. That's beautiful. And I feel like that's really powerful as well, because, like, yeah, there's such a eclectic group of people in London. Like, it's a melting pot, and especially for like the music industry as well. I don't know how you found it, but I found it quite like welcoming and supportive, which you maybe would think it's not going to be like that, and it's a bit cutthroat. But I don't like Amplify Her and things like that. It's very sort of like championing each other, building each other up, and if you find those right sort of groups, which I think's kind of, it encourages you to keep going if you're surrounding yourself with those types of people.
For sure. And just seeing so many people who are at different stages in their career here, I just thought, like, once I reach a certain age, that's going to be it. Like, I'm not going to have any chance at having the sort of career that I want. But I'm seeing people that are much older than me who are just starting out now, and it's just so wonderful to see that it doesn't really matter where in your life you are. I was just thinking about this the other day, about how I always kind of, I always thought, like, if I don't get to have this kind of music career, then I'm immediately not going to be a songwriter, or like I'm going to lose that part of myself. But it's just like, it doesn't matter who is listening or how known you are. It doesn't change the nature of your being. And so I'm always going to be a songwriter. It doesn't matter if I have a million streams or if I have two, like, that's not going to change. And I just love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. No, I think that's something that you come to realize as well, speaking with people who are a bit older and experienced. They're kind of like, well, I'm still a singer-songwriter, and that's who I am, regardless of the fact that maybe I'm not doing it to the same level as like some A-list celebrities and things like that. That's what you do, and no one can stop you from doing that, regardless of your living in a forest or in London. So you obviously mentioned that you're kind of hoping at some stage to get out of London and kind of be a bit more in touch with the places that make you a bit more comfortable. Is that, so what's your sort of immediate goal in terms of music, and then maybe looking a bit beyond that, what's the sort of, what's the vibe at the moment?
So I want a visa. It's going to expire next November.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal at the moment is just finishing this album while I've still got the resources the way that I have them now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to have to take it after that, just see how, where I am at that stage. Because it would be so wonderful to, like, actually, obviously I'm still going to be promoting this EP that I spent 4 years making.
Yes, let's not forget that.
Yeah, like, I'm going to do that for the life of me, by, like, the time that I'm here and up until the next album comes out, and obviously, always. But I spent so much time planning about a future that I hadn't met yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think from now on, I really want to just take smaller steps. And it would be great if more people heard my music, because then that would give me more opportunities, especially when I'm going away to a place that has less opportunities, and I'm going to be more tied to the online community for mm-hmm. help, more so than the actual live community that you find here in mm-hmm. London, where you can just go to the nearest bar and get to perform.
Mm-hmm.
There's like one open mic night in my town.
Yeah. No,
so that's going to be completely different.
Yeah, bit of a shock. How have you found the online community, like sort of that, navigating that whole sphere of things?
I find it very difficult. I'm not an online person. I wouldn't be on my phone if I could.
Mm.
But here I am trying to like promote myself on social media and try to appear authentic when authentically I would never even have a phone,
mm-hmm.
let alone be doing like these trends and stuff and mm. like constantly keeping up with other people. Mm-hmm. I just it drains me of life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, when I say online community, it's also like just having people that I can connect through a phone instead of having to like actually go to an office or something and meet someone there. It's nice to like be able to just send stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you met any people through just like interacting online, and then has that like, because I speak to some people and they go, oh, we met online. I'm like, what do you mean you met online? Like, have you met anyone online, or has it all been sort of in-person interactions that have then just obviously translated to being online?
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
And maybe I have, but I just like, I go to like an open mic night twice a week, every week. And so I think I've just lost track a little bit. But from the people that I still work with now, I just met all of them in person.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's very much more sort of, obviously you can have all these people maybe following you online and things like that, but the sort of personal touch, and like, especially if your songs are quite like personal to you, meeting you and kind of building those connections organically is kind of the way to keep long-term connections.
I would definitely jump on a call or something with someone before I even consider
sharing my music with them.
Yeah.
It's just way too important.
If I breaks what's needed, I could be in that summer rain, unexpected cherished bay, something to cool the pain, but it's only missed when I'm away. You curse out.
Alpha Sessions.
Have you got any upcoming gigs or anything that's where people can come and see you?
I do 2 open mic nights a week.
Lovely.
That's the
where do you do
only
those?
Thing. I do them at the Woodpecker in Battersea and then at the Hope in Richmond.
Lovely.
The one in the Hope is every Sunday, mm-hmm. and the one in the Woodpecker in Battersea is every Wednesday.
Lovely.
I find that really difficult to find to be able to do gigs in London.
Yeah.
It's like that thing of oh, you need experience to get a job, but we won't give you the experience by giving you the job.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not able to get the gigs because I need this amount of people to buy tickets to be able to even do the gigs.
But yeah.
Like, by doing the gigs, that's how you get people to even come to your gigs. So it's like, unless I have like 1,000 friends and all of my family here, I'm not going to be able to sell out a gig for you to allow me to perform.
Yeah. So, well, it sounds like you're doing very well. Like, I don't think you need to be hard on yourself. Like, you've self-produced a whole EP, you've written that, you've moved to another country, like, you'll get there. If you can do that, I'm sure you'll be selling out gigs in no time.
I just love performing so much. Like, songwriting and performing, that is my absolute favorite thing.
Yeah.
So I just wish that I could be doing it the way that I wanted to.
Yeah.
Instead of just like getting this 15 minutes slot sometimes. Yeah. Not even that, like 10 minutes including the setup time to like do a song, and you don't get to really connect with a crowd that way.
Mm-hmm.
People are coming in and out, they're talking, they're like playing, they're going out to smoke. It's like different. I've been really lucky, like maybe once a year or something I'll get to do like a proper gig somewhere because someone's given me a chance and I don't need to sell tickets or something. And I just feel the difference when I'm sitting there and every single person is looking at you and paying attention to every single line.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that they admire songwriting and storytelling. And they're like, I can't wait to say the next line.
Because
I can't wait to see how they're going to react.
Yeah.
And there's this song that I just released in the EP, which is called Summer Rain. Throughout the whole song, I'm saying, if I get carried away. And in the end, I say, I got carried away. And I just wonder, do they notice that?
Yeah.
Do they notice that little difference that I did there, which makes all the difference? I've told you such a story now, and if you didn't hear the whole thing, you won't get it. You
need to listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
100%. Is that kind of a big part of when you're writing lyrics, you think about the audience response to
not
them,
at all.
Or is it just about
not
yourself?
At all. Yeah. This is my thing. Like, I never think about what other people are going to think about what I'm writing at all, unless it's like, I'm writing about someone else and it's something that's personal to them that I don't know if they would like me to share.
Yes.
Then I go on like, can
that's
I
really
do
consider
this?
You are.
Imagine someone tells me something personal and I'm like,
that's
really cool.
I'm that's put got it into a good a chorus in it.
Imagine someone tells me something heartbreaking and I'm like, so sorry, but I'm going
to
have to make a song.
That's got a ring to it.
I'm going to have to make a song about that really personal thing you just told me.
Yeah, and name drop you as well. No, let's not
Your
do that.
Your secrets are safe with me.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. Okay, so if people, I know you're not a huge online sphere person, but if people have listened to this interview and they really want to follow you and see where you go in your journey, where can they find you?
It's just Arta Salabigoli on everything.
On everything?
Yes.
Easy. Well, any last words? Any last words of wisdom? Or...
You know what you want your music to sound like. Don't let anyone change your vision. And also please listen to my new EP, End of Summer Blues. I think you'll really like it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on
you.
And enjoy the rest of your
Thank
day.
Thank you for having me.
The Alpha Sessions.